This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest today is here to talk all about the Army-Navy football game.
They don't come to these academies to be recognized. They don't make this choice to be cheered. But once a year, there is a chance to celebrate them. The Army-Navy game.
It's the greatest sporting event in the country.
It's very impressive.
I mean, there's generals and admirals and the flybys.
We're basically all on the same team.
It's a healthy rivalry, but it's a rivalry.
It's so much bigger than football.
There's pageantry, and there's passion. There's history, and there are memories. But there's also a game to watch and a chance to celebrate the choice they've made.
Army!
Hey, baby!
Go Navy! Beat Army!
I can be loud, fellas, so get ready.
I got some pom-poms upstairs. Want me to get
them? Go Q!
Beat Navy!
Again.
Go Navy!
Go Army! Beat Navy!
Go Navy! Beat Army!
The 120th meeting between Army and Navy can be seen on CBS this Saturday at 3 p.m., sponsored again by USAA.
We know military lives are different. We've been there. That's why our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. And why we'll always be there for you, both here and here. USAA, for insurance, banking, investments, retirement, and advice. We know what it means to serve.
Eric Enquist, who is the USA Vice President of Enterprise Brand Management, is our guest here on Sports Jam. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Doug, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Saturday, the 120th meeting, the 120th Army-Navy game at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Now, prior to joining USAA, you served our country in the Army as an infantry officer, so I guess you have a rooting interest in this game, huh?
I do. West Point class of 1997. So this game, long before my tenure here at USAA, has been near and dear to my heart.
So we'll talk to you about your military career a little bit later, but let's talk about the USAA involvement in this Army-Navy game coming up on Saturday. USAA has just been growing and growing, now serving more than 13 million members. Talk about how exciting it's been to be a part of this Fortune 500 company.
It has been tremendous. I joined USAA after separating from the military back in 2005, so I've seen the company really grow tremendously, and really it's just a recognition of our ability to realize our mission in serving the military community, and the military community being those who are currently serving, those who have served, and their family members. And it's been an amazing growth and transformation over those years. And a lot of it is to do with things like our sponsorship of the Army-Navy game and looking at ways to authentically demonstrate our commitment to serving the military community and reaching those who have served and their families, and building recognition of USAA's ability to serve their financial needs.
You've had numerous roles with the USAA, and we'll talk about that as well, but what is it about this game? Is it the festivities? Is it the game itself that gets you most excited?
I think it's all of the above. Irrespective of any of the academy's records and performance over the season, you're going to see a great academy football game. But probably more than that is the pageantry around the periphery of the field itself. It's amazing, if you haven't experienced it yourself, to make the trip to either the Philly or Baltimore to make an Army-Navy game and experience it firsthand. It's unlike any other rivalry, and certainly one of the longest standing. It dates back to 1890. As you said, it was the 120th this coming Saturday. It's an amazing demonstration, not only of the individuals on the field, but all of the cadets and midshipmen in the stands and their commitment to serving our country. It's the best of what America has to offer.
On the option, the keep, and a touchdown, Kelvin Hopkins.
I love the fact that this weekend is set aside. You know, the bowl games are later, the big conference matchups were last weekend, and Army-Navy still gets its special place on this Saturday. That really shows that the NCAA, the military academies are all kind of in this together, don't you think?
That's right. And also the broadcast partners with CBS had the foresight to recognize the need for this game to be set apart from the rest of collegiate athletics, and certainly with the rest of college football, and really designated the second Saturday in December as Army-Navy game Saturday.
The hype for this great matchup has been underway for a couple of weeks.
And today marks the official kickoff for the Army-Navy game presented by USAA as the festivities begin here at the annual kickoff luncheon.
Eric, as USAA sponsors the 2019 Army game, that includes things like helping out with Radio Row and Military Alley. Explain that to our listeners.
Certainly. Well, USAA has been a proud sponsor of the Army-Navy game since 2009, and as you mentioned, we will continue to be so at least through 2025. As with all of our marketing activations, first and foremost, the Army-Navy game gives us an opportunity to bring a really engaging experience to the fans that attend by interacting with the game very differently. And we really focus a lot of our energy on creating a memorable experience that is relevant to the game itself, and rather than just being informational for what USAA has to offer. USAA, a company founded by the military, for the military, so it's in our DNA to demonstrate our commitment to that community that created us almost 100 years ago. This year, we're building our activation around the theme of rivalry between the Army and the Navy fans. We give them the opportunity through an immersive experience and leveraging augmented reality in placing them on the field and allowing them to compete against one another as either for the Army team or Navy team in a series of events. Whether it's throwing passes, kicking field goals, and then answering trivia questions, they can score points for their respective sides. And then they also get to interact firsthand with the uniforms of the Army and Navy team. As you can, as I'm sure you know, each year Under Armour and Nike create unique uniforms for the Navy and Army, respectively, that they'll be on display prior to the game. And then around the game, you mentioned Media Row. Our partners in corporate communications have done a phenomenal job in building Radio Row to become the second largest Radio Row of its kind next to the Super Bowl, if you can believe that. It started out with just having one broadcaster join us back in 2009 to build awareness. Now we have some almost 30 media outlets that we follow the sun, if you will, from East Coast to West Coast, talking about the Army-Navy game, and trying to expand that experience outside of those in the immediate area in Philadelphia and those who will be in the stadium to get a piece of that rivalry and experience it for themselves, albeit over the radio waves.
You mentioned the uniforms, and that is certainly one of the things that really captures the imagination of fans worldwide. This year, the Army's uniform tells the story of the soldiers of the 1st Cavalry Division and the birth of air mobility during the Vietnam War, and the Navy uniform will be sporting throwback uniforms to pay homage to the midshipman teams of the 60s that included Heisman Trophy winners Roger Staubach and Joe Bellino. So that's just one of the parts, and you know that it's also it makes each game its very unique kind of performance too, right?
Yes, sir, it does. And, you know, we lost Mr. Bellino last year, so I think it's fitting tribute for Navy fans to see these throwback uniforms come back, the heyday of those Heisman Trophy winners in the 60s.
Navy star halfback Joe Bellino, center, is awarded the Heisman Memorial Trophy as Coach Wayne Harden looks on proudly. Also winner of Philadelphia's Maxwell Trophy, Bellino is twice honored Outstanding College Football Player of 1960. In the balloting by sports writers and sportscasters, Bellino won by a wide margin. One highlight of his outstanding record is that he's the only Navy man to score three touchdowns in one game against Army. That was in 1959.
And again, it's time the time period for air mobility and the rise of helicopters on the field of battle with the 1st Cavalry Division during the Vietnam War was about that same time. And so you see these two very, very different and distinct uniforms representing a very similar time period coming this Saturday on the field.
When you got your bachelor's degree from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, do you remember your favorite Army-Navy game during that period?
I'll have to say they all had a special place in my memory. My freshman year, we played in New York, East Rutherford Stadium, and just across the way in New Jersey. And I went with my roommates. But for the following 3 years, my sophomore through senior year, my family made it out for every Army-Navy game. And, teammates and classmates of mine would pile in the car with my parents, and we would drive from West Point to Philadelphia, where it was played those last 3 years of my cadet career. And we'd spend the weekend together, and it was more than just the game and more than just the camaraderie of my classmates and teammates. It was the experience of having that with my family as well. So every one of them was very special, and it also helped that for all 4 years while I was at the Academy, we beat Navy.
Navy would have a 14-game win streak in this that came to an end 3 years ago, and Army has won the last three. Were you getting worried at some point that this wasn't going to flip over?
I'll tell you, every year it was so close. And, I think we had a significant drought. 14 years was painful for the Army fans. But I'll tell you, what we look at is, what's best for the rivalry, and we want really good matchups. And I say that as a tried and true Army fan, West Point alum. We always root for Army to win, but even matchups and a more in the storied rivalry when it's back and forth is better for everyone.
How about the rivalry at USAA when it comes to Army Navy? I would imagine it's quite a heck of a week.
It is. It's interesting. There are hundreds of Academy graduates that are employed here at USAA, and as you can imagine, just like at the separate academies, there are a lot of spirit missions and good ribbing going on between the Army and Navy cadets and midshipmen, if you will. That happens here as well, and oftentimes you'll see signs posted, offices filled with balloons. In fact, 1 year we actually had someone bring a goat from someone's ag project and place it in one of our retired admiral's offices during Army-Navy week. So there certainly are some games played here, all under the good-natured rivalry between the Army and Navy. And this week may have a little bit of competitive spirit behind everything, but at the end of the day, everybody recognizes that come the end of the game, all of the Navy midshipmen and the Army cadets will join hand in hand, sing and be reverent during the singing of the alma maters, first or second, and then they all join forces on the field of battle in the future of their careers. So it's something special and very unique to college football.
The goat made it out safely that day?
It did. It was returned to school without any harm.
We're speaking with Eric Enquist, who is the USAA Vice President of Enterprise Brand Management. We're talking about the Army-Navy game, the 120th meeting, and the 89th time it's happened in Philadelphia. Philly provides a great backdrop for this, and Lincoln Financial Field, obviously you've been working with them for years. Tell us about the selections of the sites, how that comes about.
That's interesting. Every several years, the Naval Academy and West Point Academy leadership put together an RFP for solicitations on hosting the games. And as you can imagine, there's a litany of requirements on each of the host cities in terms of being able to provide enough seating capacity in a respective stadium, hotel, and accommodations. There are also considerations for movement of the Academy personnel from both respective academies, and not just the teams, but all of the administrative support and operational support to making the game happen. So there are a lot of requirements on any city that would bid for the game. Philadelphia has hosted more Army-Navy games than any other city. And it goes back to the beginnings of this rivalry. And I think it's apropos to hold it in Philadelphia for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that it's equidistant from both the Naval Academy and West Point. And so it is a neutral territory between each of these academies that serves as the battleground for the game more often than not. But as you also have mentioned in the past, it's been held in Baltimore. We had an Army-Navy game in Chicago. New York, and incidentally, it will return to New York in 2021 as we commemorate the attacks on 9/11 for the 20th anniversary. But more than not, the game for the remaining years between now and 2022, with the exception of 2021, it's in Philadelphia.
That will be a powerful show on the field and in the stands on that day in 2021. You served in units both within the U.S. and overseas during your military career, including deployments to Kosovo and Iraq. What do you want to tell us about your time in the military?
I'll tell you, my time in the military helped forge me as a person and the leader that I am today. I hats off to those in today's day and age that are joining the military in the face of not knowing any life outside of a post 9/11 world. It was something that took us by surprise in the military itself, and as you can imagine, drastically changed the nature of our mission in the military. But these men and women that you'll see this weekend at the Army-Navy game are making a commitment to serve in a military that has not necessarily known peace in their lifetime. And for them to understand what that means in committing themselves to something much greater than that of themselves is something that is awe-inspiring and humbling to be a part of.
A lot of us don't understand. What can you tell us to make people understand what a commitment it is to be a member of the U.S. military?
Well, you do. You commit to something greater than of yourself. And more is asked of you than you'll ever expect to get in return. And oftentimes it comes in the sacrifice of things that many individuals take for granted, and that is being home for birthdays and graduations and anniversaries and holidays. And when you're gone and overseas, your family becomes those servicemen and women who are with you abroad. And I can tell you this Saturday, for those all over the world, they will come together whenever and wherever possible and view the Army-Navy game as one of those touch points, one of those moments that allow them a brief respite and realize that they're what's going on back home, and they're part of a community, and that community is honoring their commitment and their sacrifice on their behalf.
I'm going to let you have the stage here, and if you're a parent out there listening to this show and your son or daughter is thinking about joining the military, I'm sure that's always a difficult conversation to have. What would you like to tell parents about the opportunity to be becoming a member of the military?
I think there can be no greater privilege or honor than serving our nation and wear the uniform of our armed forces, regardless of branch of service. Having the honor to lead the men and women of our country, and not just during wartime, but in peace as well, is an awesome experience, one that I have never come close to realizing in my corporate or civilian career. Certainly, it's an honor and privilege to work for an outstanding company like USAA that is committed to the military. But nothing in my life will ever compare in terms of importance and in terms of establishing esprit de corps and a sense of purpose than my time in the military. And like I said, the service that I had in the military and anyone has in the military changes their worldview. You have much broader perspectives, much better sense of understanding and perspective that stays with you even out of uniform, that benefits you through your lifetime, whether it's a commitment to the military and retiring after 20 or 30 years of service, or staying for 6 or 8 years and joining corporate America and becoming a leader in corporate America. It will all benefit not just you, but our country.
The USAA family of companies provides insurance, banking, investment, retirement products, and advice to nearly 13 million of its members. Also based in San Antonio. I know you got your MBA from the University of Texas San Antonio. So did you know about USAA early on, or it was just a coincidence?
No, I was a member of USAA long before I was an employee. It started when I left the academy and insured my vehicle with USAA. But it wasn't, it was just an opportunity that presented itself after I separated from the military in 2005. I settled here in San Antonio coincidentally because my wife was stationed at Fort Sam Houston here in San Antonio. And I had the opportunity to interview with USAA and was hired on by a former Army officer as well, and recognizing that while I was brought in as a marketer, I had no marketing experience. He said, look, I'll teach you the marketing. I'm bringing you on for your leadership experience. You can learn everything else. And that was 14 years ago. And it's gone by in the blink of an eye, but it's been a great experience. I may not be serving, but at least I'm continuing to serve those who do.
I know you're committed, Eric, to a number of things when it comes to advice, education, decision support, advocacy. That all has come through your various roles at USAA. Can you tell us about an experience that you've had with a veteran that maybe we should know about that really changed his or her life?
Well, I'll tell you, I had the privilege to stand up a team focused on helping service members transition from active duty to corporate America. And we recognize that many times service members feel as though they can do it themselves, and they didn't reach out proactively until it was an emergent situation. And then what happened was USAA really couldn't bring to bear all of its capabilities to ensuring their success because time was behind us. And so we wanted to be more proactive in supporting service members as they were anticipating separating from the military, or more importantly, just coming up on a decision point in which they needed to make decisions and maybe were reluctant to do so, so that at least at the point of impact when they were separating, they would be in a better position. So we have countless examples of opportunities to engage service members with assisting them in articulating their value to a potential corporate employer and translating what they did in the military and making it relevant to what they would be expected of in corporate America, ensuring that they are setting aside money for emergency purposes to be able to stave off any financial ruin between the time where they were no longer being paid by the military and when they would pick up a corporate paycheck. These opportunities really stick with me, and I think it's demonstrative of USAA's commitment to that community, because at the end of the day, this was not about returning anything to USAA's bottom line. It was about doing the right thing and supporting the service members through ensuring that they had the tools necessary for a successful transition from military service to civilian service.
You know, we're talking about this great Army-Navy game, but I got to ask you, the transition from getting out of the military and coming into civilian life, you know, we hear a lot about health issues and post-traumatic stress disorder and things that the military veterans may have. Obviously, that's a very difficult transitional period. Tell us how USAA really helps with that whole transition.
There's a variety of ways, and we partner with third parties that are experts in that space, and we do through philanthropic means and through partnerships that have expertise in areas that are not in our core competency. As you know, we are focused on the financial aspects of a transition, but probably provide more holistic capabilities through many of our partners like TAPS, or Wounded Warrior Project as another partner of USAA's that can provide assistance for those who have been injured, who may be caregivers for those who've been injured, and those wounds may be visible or internal. Where USAA really plays a pivotal role in my mind is proactively reaching out to servicemen and women as they're approaching a decision point in which they'd separate, and ensuring that from a financial perspective, they're doing what is necessary to be in the strongest position possible at that point of separation. And I think through a series of partnerships as well as internal focus, we could provide holistic solutions to service members in helping them achieve success.
Well, you're not the only graduate of West Point that's been on Sports Jam. It was back in 2012 that we had Heisman Trophy winner from 1958, Pete Dawkins, on the show. So you're in good company, Eric.
Thank you for that. General Dawkins, it would be an honor to meet him, but it's a privilege to know that I'm among that type of West Point Army football royalty in getting the chance to speak with you, Doug.
So Navy's headed to the Liberty Bowl against Kansas State December 31st, 9-2. Army's had a more difficult season. Any predictions from you?
I'll tell you, throw the season out. Congrats to Navy for clinching a bowl. Liberty Bowl will be a great opportunity. But I tell you, the Army's going to turn it on for this game, and I predict Army victory. Bring it 4 years in a row.
Nice, Eric. Anything else that you'd like to add about the company, the game, the pageantry, or military service?
I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today, and I would just encourage anyone who's in the Philadelphia area to come to Philadelphia and experience the pageantry of the game. And those from across the country tune in to CBS on Saturday to experience the best of what America has to offer and recognize the commitment and the willingness to sacrifice on behalf of the Naval Academy and West Point.
Kickoff at 3 o'clock on CBS for the Army-Navy game. Eric Enquist has been our guest, the USAA Vice President, Enterprise Brand Management. First of all, thank you for your service, and thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Thanks for having me, Doug. It's been a pleasure.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the podcasts by going to WBGO.org/Sports Jam or find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts. Until our next session, I'll see you at the game.